Setups and Pens podcast episode 362 for Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Welcome.
Hello.
So do you remember when you were a kid and you're in school and you're learning about the Knights of the Round Table? Do you remember those, you know?
Yes.
You know, Sir Lancelot and what were some of the other ones?
Gawain.
Sir Gawain. Did you know there was a knight that was afraid to fight? It's hard to believe, right? Did you know that?
No.
His name was Sir Render.
See, that's kind of cute. You get points for that. That's all right.
All right, let's hit it.
All right, cross the joke off the list. Yay. All right, do you want to go in order or do you want to just skip around? Jump around.
Well, let's address the elephant in the room.
What's the elephant in the room?
Hobonichi. This is Hobonichi week. Started on the 1st. And what we should first explain is there was a little, you know, last week we said when you order your Hobonichi, we're going to ship it right away. Well, apparently, the Hobonichi has been sitting about 3 miles from the store for the past week on customs hold. I don't know how it got to Wisconsin before it got a customs hold.
I don't know.
But
so they've just been waiting to deliver it. I don't know why. It should be here today.
Yes. We should have it. We should have it this week.
Yes. It was tracking. It had a date that said it was arriving on Friday. And then all of a sudden it just stopped and said it was with the carrier.
Nothing.
Out of Milwaukee. And then nothing. We called, and so anyway, it should be here today. The team at the store has all of our bubble wrap cut and all the boxes assembled and all the labels printed out and everything's ready to go.
The labels printed out.
Well, the
like invoices.
Yeah. Invoices.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was pretty damn impressive. I mean, it left Japan on Monday and it got to Greenville on Wednesday. I mean, it literally it's 3 miles from here in 2 days.
Brian even offered to go get it and they said no.
They said no. So, I don't know how it would fit in our car, but I would have.
We would have made several trips.
Anyway, so that's that. But Hobonichi is here. It's Hobonichi season. Lots of new covers, Weeks Mega, Cousin covers, yep. A lot of things we didn't have last year, notebooks. And it's really been pretty crazy the last couple days.
It has been. Since we launched it, it has been nuts. It's been fun to see what people grabbed first. You know, every year they come out with different covers, different colors, different designs.
Different patterns and stuff, yeah.
This year, I thought was, there were fewer of the fabric type. One, I really fell in love with last year.
Yeah, last year, yeah.
It was too small for me, which was good. But I really fell in love with, I think it was called Search and Rescue last
year. Yes. It had the little bee on the
button
on
it. Yeah, it was so cool.
Really adorable. Nice, kind of a cross-hatch pattern.
So we do understand that some of these are a little bit hard to really appreciate until you get it in your hand, but they do such a great job. We do have a blog post. I don't know if it's actually up yet or it will be up, kind of explaining the different types of hobos and what comes in them, the different sizes and styles. So definitely check that out if you're new to Hobonichi. If you have had one in the past, then you know how glorious they are.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite?
You know, I'm waiting until they come in, and when they come in, and then after we've pulled all the orders, whatever's left.
You're going to shop?
I will shop, yes.
Okay. Now, last year, the first year you had a Weeks.
I had a Weeks, Green Weeks, the first year.
And then last year you had a...
No, then the next year, I had a Navy Blue Teijo.
Okay.
Cover set. I think it was like one of the last ones we had or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. And then last year you got the
Mint Cappuccino,
which I love. And so that's the cover.
That's the cover, right?
With the book. And
I haven't decided. I may keep the cover because the cover is just so...
You really liked it.
It's happy. It just, you know, it's you look at it and you go, oh, that's pretty.
It's springy. Bright and happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I may keep the cover. I don't know. We'll see. You know, and then there's always the, you know, it on January 1st, whatever's left, I mean, you know.
Well, hopefully nothing.
If there's anything left. like last year in, I think it was in December, we broke up the remaining sets, sold the Techo separately, sold the covers. So if you really wanted that cover, but you already had a Techo or what have you. And we'll probably do that again if there's anything left in the end of the year. But
not until December 31st or whatever.
Last week
or January 1st after we've done inventory.
So, I haven't picked one out yet. I'm just going to wait and see.
Okay.
I do think I want another one this year.
Okay. Do you want the Techo size? Do you want the week size?
The week's not going to work for me.
Okay.
Because I'd like to be able to write down thoughts if I want to write down them, or the day needs to be. I like a day page.
Okay.
So, I don't think I'm going to go with the cousins, but we'll see.
Okay.
So.
I am a total planner.
Nerd.
Fanatic. Brian likes watches. I like planners. I have, in my life, bought way too many planners every year I switch.
For every planner you buy, I'll buy a watch. How does that sound?
No. There you go. Thanks for joining us. We're going to go have a little chat. I like a full-size planner. I don't have many appointments. I have a lot more to-dos. And so I also deal with a lot of the bookkeeping. So I like to be able to transport, you know, an invoice or a packing slip or a sell sheet or whatever in my planner back and forth. So the cousin is the biggest in the Hobonichi series. And I used that this year, and I liked it very much. Mm-hmm. In fact, I got one of our customers in Chicago hooked on that. He got to play with mine a little bit, and I saw he bought one. Hey, John. I don't know if I'm going to do the cousin again. I think that's just too much extra for me. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to try a week's
because
I don't, you know, I've just got to keep track of, you know, somebody's day off or the store's closed on Labor Day and then a bunch of to-dos. So I might actually go down to a week's.
Okay.
I might do the week's mega because I can put all sorts of
I can see
extra
using the mega,
stuff,
the extra pages,
all the
back.
Extra pages in the back.
Yep.
So I'm going to see what we have in the week's mega.
Okay. So we'll have a review on some of the Hobonichi stuff once we actually get our hands on it and whatever's left. But
here's the thing. If you're thinking about it, buy it. Because I promise you, we have a local customer who had emailed me privately with a couple questions. She was thinking about a cover, and in the time that she was debating, it sold.
Yeah, we get we have to buy a package, and there's a number of pieces that, you know, we get a few of
you
a large number of
two of this, three of this, one of this, three of this, whatever. We don't have a set number of all of them, and we sold a lot in the last couple days. Okay. So if you're thinking about it, buy it.
Yep.
It's worth it.
All right. What else? What's next? Whatever you want to, you can skip around if you want.
All right. Jotter XLs.
I love these.
I know you do.
I love these.
The Parker Jotter has been around for a long time. And they really haven't changed at all, which is a good thing. A few years ago, they came out with the XL, which is how much bigger?
8%.
8%. Who measures that?
I don't think it's 8%. It looks more like 38%.
All right. We should have one for comparison, but we didn't. No, for comparison. So the Jotter XL is fatter. Is it longer?
It's fatter. It's longer.
Oh.
It is really more comfortable in the hand, I think. You know, your standard Jotter has been around forever, 50 plus years, but now.
But it's always been very thin, and that's the one thing, especially for men, that they complain about, is it's a little too thin in the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, last year, 2 years ago, they came out with the Jotter XL, which is
four colors, black, gray, light blue, and green.
Yep.
On the barrels.
And now they came out with the monochrome colors. And so you've got the rose pink, rose gold.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet with the shiny trim on it. That looks really, really nice.
The black,
matte, kind of a matte black with the shiny finish. I've got
the gold
with it's a matte gold with shiny, and then the classic stainless steel jotter. I really like it.
Call it gray.
They call it gray.
I think so.
It's stainless steel is what it is.
I don't remember.
It's your standard.
But if you like a ballpoint, and there's nothing wrong with a good ballpoint.
I've got a couple. I got a couple.
You know, your classic click, you know that the mechanism has been depressed or has been retracted. Yeah. You know, you can tell.
Yeah, it's one-handed operation. I like it. I can't believe they sell it for what they sell it for. I mean, if you need something that you need to give to people, someone asked to borrow a pen, man, this is a really super, super pen.
You know, it also makes a nice gift. Right. It's what, 30?
34 bucks, something like that. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Nice, solid pen. Everybody, you know, not everybody knows what to do with a fountain pen. Everybody knows what to do with
a ballpoint, yeah.
A cap.
Yeah, I bet you the rose and this gold are gonna be the top sellers.
I like the black.
The black's cool.
Black's stealthy.
But this is pretty. I mean, come on, get out. That's
I know.
Crazy.
You should buy me one.
There you go.
All right, I have my eyes on a couple other things.
Okay, now what would that be?
I'm not telling.
You're not telling. Good.
I think it starts with an S and ends with a T.
Oh.
DuPont.
All right. What's next?
All right.
Because I know that's not
Sailor Midnight Sky.
Ooh, all right. Thank you. I'll take this one. So this is coming out very soon. I think it got pushed back. I think are we talking mid-September now? Is that the timeline?
I don't know. I can't keep track of all the new Sailors.
Yeah, it's coming soon. We've been talking about it for, 2 months probably. But now it's finally coming out. It's really a good-looking pen. I like the...
I'm a big fan of blue.
I like that it's not translucent like the other, like the earth and the fire and the ocean. It's a solid, solid blue with rhodium trim.
Yeah, very pretty blue.
Pro Gear Slim, regular size, and of course, King of Pen, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, I almost feel like we don't even need to say anything because it's a Sailor.
It's a Sailor.
The nib is fantastic. 14 karat on the Pro Gear Slim, 21 karat on the Pro Gear
and the King of Pen.
Yeah.
All nibs, all seven on slim and regular, and medium and broad on King of Pen.
Great writer, solid pen, gorgeous color. I love
it
the trim.
Does look nice, though, doesn't it? I love how the
I love
King
the
of
little
pen
anchor on the top.
Sits in my pocket.
Which one is that?
This is the King.
Well, aren't you glad I got you shirts with long pockets?
I know, right? really, really a solid looking pen. I think when you see this pen, it's
I'm really in love with the color.
It's kind of a green tealish.
Not as much as like
teal.
The ocean.
Yeah,
this is definitely more blue.
It's hard to say blue though, because it's more kind of like almost a grayish blue, isn't it?
No, it's like a navy.
Yeah, it's not quite navy. It's on the gray side of navy.
It's the midnight sky.
It's the midnight sky side of navy.
There you go.
Navy.
It's blue. It's a dark blue. It's gorgeous. You need one.
Coming soon. We've got them. She said it. I need one.
Not you.
Moving right on to the next. Speaking of Sailor, let's talk about the latest one. We don't have
but
it yet.
But wait, there's more.
But wait,
Sailor.
There's more.
They came out. They just announced the new Pirate's Life, North American exclusive.
Arr.
Oh my God.
No. You know, what pirates. Favorite
Arby's.
Place to go.
So, Sailor Pirate's Life. We've only seen pictures. It's a yellow gold.
Are you kidding?
Are
it's
you
like
done?
A mustard. It's like a mustard.
Yeah.
It's like the mustard on the Pro Gear Slim Mini.
But it's different.
Is it?
There was a picture with the two of them.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. It's mustardy.
The cool thing is it comes with a little treasure coin, which is cute.
It is cute. Yeah. It's got a little sailor nib on it.
Yeah.
It says Pirate's Life.
Yeah. So that's very cool. That's really cute.
North American exclusive comes in 1911 large and 1911 standard. Gold colored nib, 14 karat obviously in the standard and 21 in the large. All seven nib sizes, both sizes.
Gold trim.
Gold trim. And it should be here next week.
Yeah.
next week. So.
So how did that get here so fast, but we were waiting on the midnight sky?
No idea. No idea.
That's all. Pirate ship just took off.
That's the sailor update for the week. What next?
Let's talk about Retro 51.
Let's talk about Retro
51. All right. So Retro 51 had their 30th anniversary pen, and they announced it at the same time to the public that they did to retailers, and that didn't go so well. So this time, they did it the way they've always done it. Retailers knew in advance. We got to place our order. We were given our allocation, and then it was released. Ours will be here this week. We have not pre-sold it yet. So if you don't have it, we are not out of stock. If you haven't gotten one yet, put your name on the back and stock list. Keep in mind that this time they made a much smaller run of pens, and we had nothing to do with that. This is what Retro decides. They decide on their poppers how many to make. There were only 951.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, so you can put your, you can go to the, you can find the, this demo, it's called The Escape.
The Escape.
You can go to that page on the website, find it, and there'll be a little link there to put your email address. So that's how you sign up.
And when they come in, we will put our quantity in and
you'll get an email.
Yep.
So, but it looks nice. It's, you know, NASA themed again. So to go along with all the planes and the spaceships and all that stuff that we just had in the last year.
Yep.
And it's a nice looking retro. So we're getting a reasonable amount, but not a ton.
Yeah.
It's always less than we asked for. So, but that'll come in and go out. That may even be today.
And I am taking one for our niece who just got a job at NASA after grad school. Awesome. So I'm excited about that.
That's cool.
I already told Sandy.
Okay.
So, they look cool.
Yeah, they do look cool. Yeah.
They look cool. They are just so creative.
Yep.
It's just such a joy to work with them. Homo sapiens. The Visconti Homo sapiens has been updated with color.
I'm updating it with color this week.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna what are you going to change?
I want to put like a blue or turquoise ink in there because I'm looking at red all the time.
Okay.
This is my crystal dream.
I know. That's pretty cool.
It's been full for, I mean... How long have I had it? I've only inked it once.
Maybe you need to write more.
I write a lot.
All right.
So
The Homo sapiens will be coming out in three colors. Blizzard white, Inferno red, and Sandstorm tan. And they look amazing.
You know, I think we should clarify what we mean by coming out in colors. Because Visconti used to make, I don't know if they still make it, they made a plastic version of essentially a plastic version of the Homo sapiens. It was black.
This is colored.
This is still lava.
Yes.
It's colored lava.
Yes.
So you can see the little pits and the dark, you know, so like the dark pits, you know.
The high points and the low points of the physical texture.
So you see a little bit of blackish, brownish underneath. Really neat. The red, oh my God. The red's great.
Do you need a moment?
I might. It's beautiful. It really looks stunning on that pen. The underlying lava makes it really pop.
Black trim on all of them.
Yep.
Okay. Black nib.
What's the most important thing, though? It's not just a black nib.
I know.
It's a 14-karat in-house made nib, and it actually has a different pattern on it.
Yes.
New pattern.
So excited that they have gotten to this point where... their first in-house nib was on the Polynesia, and now they have their own 14-karat in-house nib on the Homo sapiens lava color, and we're super excited at how Visconti has grown, and I don't want to say adapted, but just...
Well, everybody has to adapt, and, you know, they have... You listen to what the customers say and what they want, and, you know, if you can use that feedback, great. And I think the gold nib on a Visconti is perfect. It's really good.
Is one of these in your future?
There might be.
Order the?
You were supposed to order them.
Did I order them?
You were supposed to order
them. I think I might have ordered an extra one.
But they're nice. They're nice. They're single. They're not double reservoir power fillers, but they're a power filler, of course. But yeah, they look great. Great. The red is killer.
The white's really cool.
Yeah, it kind of looks, you know, it looks like a blizzard. It does. Yeah. It really does. And the tan is nice too. I like tan pants. I like the shoes, the Van Gogh shoes. Yep. I thought that was one of the neatest looking pens, but you know, brown doesn't seem to sell as well as
blue. I'm still using mine like you're using yours. Still with the Visconti purple ink. Please come back.
I doubt it.
I know. Well. So that is on the horizon. Has been ordered, and I don't recall when it's arriving.
Ballpoints, right?
Ballpoints.
Man, I tell you what, ever since I saw that Homo sapiens ballpoint a couple years ago, it's a great ballpoint. It's super cool. I'm telling you, it's a
neat... Mr. Ballpoint hater? I'm going to transform you yet.
It's
a great size.
It's a nice size. I really like the size and the heft. You know, everybody knows that the Homo sapiens got, you know, a little bit of weight to it. And the ballpoint is just really neat. It's not terribly expensive and whatever. So buy yourself the set so I don't have to. I have plenty of ballpoints now. I use a lot of ballpoints. I use mostly retros. I have a couple of old Pilot ballpoints that I use.
What else do you have?
I have a Decimo ballpoint.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. I almost sold that. I decided against it, but.
You cannot borrow mine.
That's fine.
DuPont.
So that's a D initial shark blue. That's a cool color.
Love it. So Homo sapiens lava color coming soon.
Yep.
I guess lastly, we have been working to expand our paper offerings. We've got the Clairefontaine Neo Deco notepads. We've got some of the new Leuchtturm colors on the way. Those are super pretty. Put one of those with your mint cappuccino, and that'd be really pretty. And so we also have Tomoe River pads, notepads, not loose sheets, but glue-bound notepads on the way. We had them years ago.
The A4, right?
Yes. And then...
Do they make them in an A5?
Yes.
That would be cool.
I think we're getting those.
A5 would be
We're getting
amazing.
Four of those, plus a notebook with dot paper in an A5. Okay. So we've got five new SKUs coming. They should be here this week.
Yep. So that and so here's the thing about the pads, okay? So that we had this problem when we used to carry them years ago. So the pad's a really neat thing. And people say, okay, well, why would I buy the pad and pay extra for the pad when I can get the sheets? Well, okay, yeah, it's bound in the top. But it comes with a guide sheet underneath, and it comes with a blotter pad. And so the blotter pad is the first thing in the pad. And so...
Couple times.
We would get customers who would email us and say, okay, well, this paper is terrible. This can't be Tomoe River paper. It bleeds like nothing else. It's unbelievable. And they're writing on the blotter pad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it has a blotter pad. That's the first sheet. You pull that up, and then you've got your Tomoe underneath. So.
But it's just nice to have, you know, maybe just something that you can take with you. Because I would be worried about the thin Tomoe wrinkling.
Yep.
So we've got those on the way, and all sorts of other exciting things down the road.
All right. So I am going to give off just a few new additions to the weekly experience pens list. We've had Vanishing Points for several weeks. Last week we added 912s, and I believe last week we also added some. And last week we added some Metal Falcons, some Falcons. Just in the last couple of days, I've added a few more. And these are testers. E95s.
Hey,
I've got black.
You don't have mine in there, do you?
No, I don't.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Black and burgundy in several
nib
sizes.
I love those.
Really sweet pens. I also have, we haven't had these in a while, I do have a Justice. A Pilot Justice 95.
In a medium?
In a medium, yeah. This is the one that has the adjustable nib, so you can...
That's so funky.
You can twist that down. That's pretty cool.
Definitely a bigger pen.
It is. I wish they made this pen like with the... Well, I hate to say a regular nib, but it's large. It's a very comfortable size.
It's a big ass pen.
I really like it. And posted, it's not too bad. I wish they made other pens in this exact size, but they don't. And it's chased. It's got straight line chasing on
it.
It's a cool pen. Also, a couple of significant additions here. We haven't had these in a while. And these, I believe, are have not been inked. The Vanishing Point water stripe and water surface, the rod and vanishing points. We do have one of each available at a really, really nice discount. These are, you know, like I say, like most of these, no box, the pen's gonna come with the converter, no cartridge, whatever. So, but an excellent, this is near mint condition on these guys. If you like the rod, and here's your chance. Since they bumped the price up last year, these are very affordable and maybe one of your last chances to get one that's not completely beat up. So,
and customers should read the description because some, not everything is coming with everything that a brand new pen would get.
They're all coming with a converter of some kind, and it'll be labeled. And sometimes it's a Con 40, sometimes it's a Con 50. If the pen originally came with a Con 70, you know, a Justice or a Custom 74 or Pilot 912, it comes with a Con 70. You know, E95s can come with a Con 40 or a Con 20. So they all come with some converter, but Vanishing Points don't come with a cartridge cap. They don't come with a, you know, and if you want that extra stuff, we have it, but we're just trying to make it simple. Here's the pen. It's like if you went to a pen show swap meet, or you went to a, you know, a pen club, and you say, hey, listen, I like your Vanishing Point. Do you want to, you know, can I buy that from you? Here it is. This is it. This is what you get. So we try to keep it simple. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people don't use, you know, on Vanishing Points, they don't use a converter, so, or they don't use a cartridge. So you got your converter, you're all ready to go.
So. I'm excited to get some of the testers out of the store, start fresh next year.
So, and I've got, that's just an addition. So this week I've got probably, what do I have, 2 dozen pens here, and I have more. So I'm going through and I'm adding and trying to add 2, 3, 4 a day. Most of them are near mints. These aren't up yet. These are different Vanishing Points. I've got some other interesting things. But we're getting down to the last maybe 4 dozen pens, and so I'm excited. There's some good, you know, and some of these are
things that have been discontinued.
Made, yeah. Metallic red.
This was from the Metallic collection, which is great. Mm-hmm. It's really been great to be home and go through some of these and get them cleaned up. And
so that's the experienced pen list for the week, and we've been adding to them, but they've been going out as fast as we've been adding them. So like most of the 912s are gone, but I've got 3 or 4 left, some different nibs. So that's what we got for this week.
Got to be nice to be down in the workshop and not and having some easy things to do.
On the website you'll see pictures, but that's like the stock photography. It's not the actual pen. Because if I had to photograph these, in most cases they're perfect. If there is any imperfections, I do mention that.
You know, in the description.
In the description, so.
Cool.
And it's not many.
So. All right. How many have you kept?
None of these. None of these.
Yeah.
I will tease. I said we've got a, we do have a Fermo, a navy blue Fermo is on the block. Mm-hmm. Probably next week. Mm. And then all the rest of the Vanishing Points, the limited edition Vanishing Points that we had talked about, will be on the website.
Okay.
We've already got some up, but we've got, I think we still have the pink and the orange. And
the
we've got
crush.
Cross lines. We have a tropical turquoise. We have, you know, quite a few. So
cool.
Those will be coming out next week.
So time to clean out.
Yeah, well, it's you know, I need space in the office, so.
All right. So what have you been writing with?
Pretty much just the Crystal Dream here. I'm really trying hard to use this up. I mean, you know, and every day I'm going through and I'm going, okay, well, I got a little bit of room in that front. I'm going to try to empty some into that front reservoir, and, you know, and then I go, oh, well, look, I can't see any in the in the thing. But then I turn it over and I'm like, oh, there's a whole bunch there.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I've been using it forever. What, has it been a month and a half maybe now?
I don't know.
Yeah. So I've been using Homo sapiens.
Okay. I have been loving my D-Initial Shark Blue ballpoint.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a pretty color.
You got something else there that's really interesting.
My Visconti.
Well, that's very interesting, but that's not what I'm looking at.
Which one?
Nope. There we go. There we go.
So I've been using also.
She picked the other one. Okay, so I'm not going to show that one.
A vintage or an older ST DuPont.
Yeah, that's nice.
That I love that we picked up at a show years ago. Very cool.
Nice lacquer, nice gold dust work. Love on it. Really nice.
And then what's this?
That. Is that the Stella?
This is the Stella.
Is it actually a Stella or not a Stargazer? So for those of you who don't know, the Pilot Stargazer.
Stella.
Which is no longer, at least, you can't get it in the United States. I don't know if they make it in Japan or not. But it used to be called the Stella 90S.
Which I love. This is great in my planner because it's got a finer nib. Okay. I like a fine nib anyway. And Pilot has Japanese fine is thinner than a fine.
14 karat nib on this pen.
Yes, love it. This is not for sale.
And it may sound like I'm advertising here because I actually do have four or five of these that I'm going to sell in the next week, including the blue. And the blue, I think, is the best color.
Do you have red?
I have red. Hmm. I've got red, white, black, and blue. All four colors. Most of them are Stargazer marked. I think there's one that's marked Stella. But, excuse me while I take this King of Pen
here. I might have to shop
our
samples
pocket.
Again. Our testers.
So yeah, the Stargazer, what a great pen. Snap cap.
Oh, I loved it.
14 karat rhodium plated nib. It's a pocket size. It's got a brass barrel. It's heavy. It's not heavy, but it's
a little smaller than the Sailor Pro Gear Slim. Mm-hmm. A little thinner, a little shorter.
Like
little
Clara
heavier.
Size almost,
yeah, a little heavier because it's got
a brass barrel.
Brass barrel.
Yeah.
But this is one of the things that I took out and I'm trying to rotate more and use some
Me
of the
too.
Things that I love. This does not count.
Oh, well, I put a different ink in it though.
Yeah.
Something I haven't used before.
You know, I'm really a little surprised and disappointed in you.
Why?
I'm amazed at your restraint.
My restraint?
Yes.
Of what?
You have not taken the ST DuPont
Defi
Vintage with the copper trim to match your Homo sapiens.
I know. I have an extra one at the store. It says hi to me every morning.
Yep.
I've got an extra one at the store. Yeah, I'm holding out.
Hey, did our Kohl's of London order arrive yet?
Which one would that be?
The one with my pen.
Your pen?
I ordered one specially for me.
I don't know. I think you ordered them. Are you talking about the guilloche?
Yes.
I have no idea. You
did we talk
those.
About the diamond guilloche?
We're talking about it right now.
All right. I don't remember.
I think we did talk about it.
Well, we've got the ST DuPont diamond guilloche. Those colors are just gorgeous.
Line D.
The aquamarine, the sapphire, and the ruby.
I like the ruby.
Okay.
I like the ruby. It's nice.
I bumped up our order, by the way.
Did you? Okay.
I did, yeah. And while I was adding to our initial order, because I think that they're going to do very well, I bought myself one of the media.
I'm going to put this here, and then I'll take the balance of the difference in something else.
But, you know, that's the problem. You see these and you just fall in love. And, you know, our anniversary's coming up.
That's terrific. I've already got your anniversary present.
Your dating anniversary present?
Yes.
What is it?
It's in the works. Somebody got a watch.
Oh, I got a $59 watch on eBay.
You got a deal.
I did, but, you know, I think I deserve a... Line D,
you
medium
picked it, you picked it up. You could have given them 500.
So anyway, yes, when you work with pens every day, we do still fall in love with some of them.
Yeah,
so it's a problem.
All right, what else we got? Is that it?
I think that's
week?
Okay. We've had a number of people ask about the Chicago store. I am still here. The hotel is not open yet. So until the hotel opens, the store will not be open because you can't get there.
Yep.
We will let you know as soon as we know. We check our email every day looking for something from the hotel.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, I think that's it. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of fun videos, and who knows what else.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Like the video and subscribe to this channel.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.